Blog Talk Radio.
Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of St. Germain Radio Show. As you know, we're on once a month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To find out more about this show and other shows, make sure to check out our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in for a reading, call into our number at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So, as always, we're really excited to have the show on, as we do every month. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and just pull up a couple of the websites so I can give them out to you. Like I said, most of these links are available directly on spiritualconnectionsradio.com's website. And if you want to find out more about Brigida, who is actually going to be doing the channeling today, you can check out her website, which is lightbridge101.com. And, of course, Mike, who does the music, if you haven't had a chance to experience his services, he now does it remotely. I actually had a chance to experience that personally last night, which was absolutely amazing. Mike being up in New Jersey and me being down in Florida, we did it with Skype. He played his music. Absolutely amazing. So, if you get a chance to experience that, I highly recommend that. And you can check out all the music that he has available for download. As you heard in the beginning of the show, we play a short piece of his music. He'll be doing music, of course, during the show and at the end. And if you like that music, you can get all his different CDs and everything off of his website. They're available for download. And his website is MikeSnyderCC.com. So make sure to check them out. If you missed any of these links, you can go to our radio website, and they're listed at the bottom where the show information is. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Brigida.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. And I'm really excited to have you all listening. And one thing that, you know, I never really mentioned before, but I think coming out of this winter, kind of is significant. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time, and yet you always go through these times of what we lovingly call the dark night of the soul. And, you know, no matter how much someone tells me how far along they are in the spiritual path, you know, I really don't buy that everything is perfect and everything is just right. We all go through that. It's that triangle energy of the moment when we have to empty our cup, when we allow ourselves to release everything that no longer serves us to make room for new knowledge so that through experience we can gain new understanding, share it with others, and move to a new level of wisdom. And this winter very, very much felt like that. Again, the depths that many of us, and no matter who I talked to, went into a kind of crystalline stages of not really being able to feel motivated to do anything, almost feeling like they're failing, feeling physically not very up to par. And really, when we look at this, we always connect this at the initiatory process. You know, any of you who study spirituality or any of the works of Saint Germain or Alice Bailey or any of them, the I Am Discourses, they always talk about the initiatory path. The path of ascension is really a path of initiation, and every initiation takes you from one level to another. And if you take someone like Mother Teresa, who had one incredible experience of the Christ merging with her or connecting with the Christ or seeing Jesus right in front of her, which then gave her the strength to start all the services that she so lovingly gave to the poor. And really that being her only experience, there's something about the initiatory process where we get a taste of something, a taste of a promise, a taste of why we're doing what we're doing and why it's all worth it. And Saint Germain very much assists in this process, because as we get this initial taste, all hell breaks loose. All this purging is going on, and we think, oh my God, can we ever make it through it, until we finally move into a place of allowance and acceptance and becoming the observer, and things start to slow down. And yet something really interesting always seems to happen. No matter how prepared you are, no matter how much you know the formula of going through the dark night of the soul, where you might lose a job, you might lose everything, or you might have to deal with a physical ailment. No matter what happens, you tend to forget, and you come to this place where it feels unbearable, where the chaos is just incredibly intense. And yet, it is exactly that moment of tremendous chaos, of everything being out of place, not in place, that is the clear sign that you almost made it through the dark night of the soul. Because it is just like when you move, when you see the night changing to the next day, just before the next dawn, the night is the coldest and the darkest. And really, we are not so different from nature. And so here we are now reaching the spring equinox next week. So we are reaching a new beginning, a new spring, new seeds coming out. And here we are feeling now almost on a global level all this commotion. And in the past, you might have thought, oh, wow, I'm okay, I'm not really feeling so much. But you've chosen, everyone who listens to this radio show, you have chosen to walk this path of enlightenment. And so you've become more open, more sensitive. And so Saint Germain and I actually talked before about this, before the radio show, and we said, how can we help all of the listeners with all this commotion going on right now, and how to bring yourself back, how to not get lost in some of the releasing and keep going on your path. It's easy to say, well, you just got to use love and acceptance, but when you're in the middle of it, rather difficult, because as much as your mind says it's too short path, parts of you get really nervous. What if it doesn't pass? What if I'm going to stay stuck in this? What if, what if, what if? Our most favorite questions, or why me? Saint Germain is really tired of me asking, why me? So tonight we are dedicating really to the equinox event, and I'm sure the music that Saint Germain is channeling through Mike Snyder will also be all about the moment of opening, the moment when the first light reaches the horizon, the moment when the new day comes, the moment when the new seed breaks through the surface and you see the first green leaf, the moment when the snow melts and you see the first dirt again that you haven't seen all winter long. These moments signify something incredibly powerful. It is the resurrection. It is the moving to a new form of existence. And it can happen in a blink of an eye. And so Saint Germain, who is the master of transformation and the master of love and mercy, is here tonight really wanting to support you in this process. And most importantly, to realize we are not separate from nature. We are part of nature. It's not humanity and nature. It is oneness. And so in this oneness, there is this incredible synchronicity that we have forgotten about, especially because we are living a life that is in a society that forces us to be active, to move around, to do so much, even in the winter months or even in the times when you really can't. So we never really come to a point of rest. So this winter, for those who were up north in the northeast corner, or I'm sure in all of North America, we really felt that nature wanted us to stop too, to really freeze us into position, to learn to be okay with the times of activity and non-activity. And if you read any of the Alice Bailey books, where Alice Bailey channels the Ascended Master Dwar Kul, he very much talks about spirituality being all the time. So spirituality also being the time of non-activity. So now we've experienced also, as of March 1st, Mars going retrograde, and as of March 2nd, Saturn going retrograde. These two planets are very powerful because they're very much about, Mars is very much about the destroyer, but if you take war away from that, if you really see it as what it is, it's meant to purge you even further, to release even further what no longer serves you, to force you to make some new choices in your life. And Saturn is a disciplinarian, so it is about the discipline and the strength to go through with it, to make the life changes. And equinox, nature is calling for change. Now, some say, well, I'm so ready for this change, but why can't I get there? Well, there's a simple answer to that, simply because it's not time yet. And we always think we want to push it, we want to force it, but sometimes it's just not time yet because the process, an internal process, has not completed itself. And then you're surprised because maybe you lost everything and you end up in your family's home again. And you're like, how did that happen? You know, I moved out when I was 18 and now I'm in my 40s and my 50s. Now I'm ending up in my parents' home again. How come? Well, you might want to take a look at that because there might be an opportunity that there's unfinished business still in your home that you grew up in. Or you might find yourself in looking at relationships that need to be resolved and that you don't seem to be able to release. And yet it is exactly where you need to stop and see the challenge as an opportunity. That is the key. See the challenge as an opportunity to go deeper, to learn more about yourself and to learn where there is still an aspect of your soul that is yearning for healing and for completion. And now you might say, well, you know, I thought I've gone through all of this already. Why am I looking at this again? Why am I challenged with this again? Well, remember also that you're part of humanity. You're part of the human soul. And we are moving into a direction with a new cycle here on Earth. It is a cycle about the Isis. It is a cycle that enters the Aquarian Age. And the Aquarian Age is all about globalization. It is opening up to more than your own self. So it's no longer just about you individually, but it is about you part of a greater consciousness. And you might want to just expand to the God consciousness, which is great. But don't discard that you're also part of the human consciousness. And so whatever you do for yourself, you also do for all here on Earth. And as uncomfortable as that is sometimes, and as much as we want to say, oh my God, I don't think humanity is ever going to get it, the truth is that you're actually claiming that a part of yourself is never going to get it. So you might want to change that thought process a little bit and make a different choice here. So, that all being said, tonight is about the equinox. Tonight is about New Beginnings. Tonight is about Into the Light, Out of the Darkness, Into the Light. And part of that is also strengthening your connection again with Spirit, making it even more effortless to align yourself with the Masters and the Angels and to bring forth their messages for yourself and also in return for everybody else. So allow yourself on this journey that St. Germain is going to take you on tonight, first through Mike playing his beautiful music. And I can only agree with Mark. I've received a Skype session with the beautiful music that Mike offers, and it's profound and powerful. It takes you into a whole other world. I actually received a personal session last Sunday from Mike, and it was a life-altering event. So I can only recommend it. So allow yourself now in this to move into this place where you close your eyes and tell your mind to just go into a different direction, the mind chatter, to just go into a different direction, to go somewhere else, at least for the next hour, and allow yourself to open up your heart to that new light, to allow yourself to feel that touch of a promising light that is coming through for you. You all felt that there's something big waiting for you. Something great is about to happen. And guess what that is? That is you stepping out of your cocoon, opening your wings, and show your true colors. So, fear your true colors. All of the density you've been feeling, all of the intensity, that was only necessary to bring out your greater colors. Through adversity, we find our greatness. You've heard it before. So now allow yourself to step into the greatness that you are and just be open to receive. And with that being said, I want to also thank Mark for his beautiful introduction, because Mark plays a very, very important part in this I want to say almost trilogy. You know, we always talk about the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. So there's a reason why it is the three of us holding the radio show, the St. Germain radio show. It is Mark, Mike, and myself. I channel St. Germain through words. But Mark has made it all happen, and he's holding a certain level of energy to assist and support in the process. So there's tremendous healing that is also coming through during this event, because Mark is just as much a channel of the higher frequencies of the Ascended Masters and the Angels as Mike and I are. So he is playing an incredibly vital role. So if you want to check out his website too, by all means do so. He's an amazing healer and channel and teacher and guide as well. So we are holding the threefold energy, and I'm sure sometimes a shift. Sometimes one takes over the ray of power. Sometimes another one takes over the ray of power, and someone else takes the ray of truth or divine wisdom or love. But we all play this part, and so do you, because if you wouldn't be listening, if you wouldn't take in this energy and send it then out into the world, what would it be all worth it, right? So also own that you add your energy into this radio show that is reaching everybody that is listening to it, including yourself. So we are creating this incredible gridwork network of love and light right now. So, and take a deep breath, allow yourself to receive, close your eyes, and see now on the horizon that light coming up, the sun, the first ray that is going to touch you. It's a symbol for the equinox, where out of the darkness into the light we go. And I hand this over now to Mike, who will start channeling through his music and allow yourself to just receive. And if for any reason you feel that you can't hear the music fully, relax. The energy is coming through regardless. Just allow it to happen. Just allow yourself to receive. And after the music, St. Germain will come through and talk to you directly. And it is so. Mike, over to you.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love and much appreciation to come before you at this time. Because always remember that we could not assist humanity in its awakening and ascension process if it wasn't for every single one of you being willing to connect with us, being willing to open yourself up as a vessel of love and light. And yes, because of that, you have gone through an initiatory process. You have gone a path that many others would be afraid to walk on, because you're treading a path so that others can follow, as the Christ did, and many others of the prophets and masters that walked before you the path of enlightenment. And so I want you to take a moment and feel in your heart the immensity of who you are. As an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, you hold an incredible love and light within you. And I want you to feel also the love and light that is being sent to you right now from the realm of Shambhala to continue to support you on your chosen path. You understand that for many of you it is not easy, blindfolded, walking along a path where you cannot see the future. You cannot at this point even see too much of the past. And you're simply just moving from one day to the next, being open to that what presents itself. And yes, of course, you're holding a vision of your future within your mind's eye, and you have hopes within your heart. And yet a part of you also knows that the path you're on is not even about you. It is about so much more. And many of you at this time can feel the great sacrifice, the sacrifice you've made to reincarnate into human form. At the time of the sacrifice, you were not fully aware of the consequences of your choices, and that probably was a good thing. So then you entered a human form. You descended into the physicality here on Earth to just experience how easy it is to get stuck in the lower frequencies of matter. And then slowly you've started your way out of matter into a greater vibration of love and light again, into that what you call home, often feeling that your heart has been broken in the process, and yet here you are willing to make your heart whole again, make yourself complete again, continuing to seek out greater and further horizons. That is most beautiful. I want you to know that any of you who are listening, you're not stuck. You're not wrong. You're not at the wrong place. And as much as you think you're confused, in reality, you've only taken on the energy of that type of chaos that is necessary prior to a new birth. And so I want you to take a moment and just stop and calm down and bring yourself back into your center. Bring yourself back to you. Call all your worries, all your concerns about money invested, about projects started or not started, put all those worries back to you. Just feel yourself sitting just where you're sitting. And if you haven't already done so, just close your eyes. And feel how the environment around you changes. Feel like you're no longer sitting in your room, but you're sitting on a beautiful plateau in the Himalayan, overlooking a great, great horizon, great many areas of the earth that lies ahead of you. And it is just that time before the sun comes up. There's a certain coloring at the horizon that you can see, and there's a crispness here around you. And as much as it is very cold, you feel a flame within your heart that is warming you up. It is a flame of your own divinity. It is a flame of your own Christ self that has always been within you. And so as you sit there, you feel a transformation taking place within you. A transformation where you no longer fear your body. You become light. You become spirit in a way. And your spirit steps out of that physical body that is sitting there in the Himalayan on this plateau. And you look back and you see your body just sitting there. But now you are pure spirit. And you raise up into the heavens. And as you raise up, you can see the beautiful sun. You can see the earth. You can see the moon. You can see the whole solar system in a way. And there's great significance to that. Because while you're in your physical form, you cannot see such greatness. But as you lift yourself up and further away from that density, you can begin to see more and more of a greater picture. And you feel your calling and your connection to the sun. The sun that is so radiant and pulsating with life. And it is that exact radiance and pulsating that you sometimes miss in your physical life because you can't see it or because all the busy work around you has made you forget the radiant light that is part of your own origin. Because part of you, as much as you see yourself at times restricted by your human self, as this channel already said to you before, as Brigida said to you before, she said that you're part of nature, and yet you're part of so much more. And you might say, all of this consciousness expansion, how does that help me in my day-to-day life? It helps you because you raise yourself above the lower frequencies, and it allows you to rejuvenate and to replenish yourself so that you raise your own inner frequency back up within your physical form to then see different opportunities that you were not able to see while you were in the midst of everything going on. And so I invite you to raise yourself up further. Just as much as you're part of nature, you're also very much part of the solar system. The sun, the heart of the solar system, is also within your own heart. And all the planets moving around the sun are also influences you can feel by in your own body. And so this learning to live and work with those influences instead of against them, to use them as an opportunity instead of a challenge. And so Mercury retrograde is not meant to be a challenge. On the contrary, it is meant to be an opportunity for you to deepen your inner communication with your spiritual self. And for that, the outer communication needs to quiet down. And so winter is not supposed to be a challenge, but an opportunity to go deep within, to quiet your mind, and to observe what kind of seeds you you want to bring forth at the time of the equinox, of the spring equinox, into a new life, into a new activity. And so for you too, when you feel that life has created a situation where you cannot seem to shake it off, where you feel stuck and you feel that there's no direction you can move into, raise above. Recharge yourself. Raise your frequency. You'll be amazed at the synchronicity and at the miracles that can take place for you. But also know that you made an agreement. This agreement is all about taking on certain life situations to assist humanity as a whole. So as you work through some of the challenges or heartbreaks or disappointments, know that you do this for the benefit of many. And so we want you to lift up even further, to lift up and see the galaxy as a whole that has many, many solar systems, stars and planets, part of that. Now we want you to lift even further up. Not only see the galaxy, the Milky Way that you come from, but see the many other galaxies that are out there. All of them creating this universe. There's a sense ofness in that. There's a sense of wholeness in this universe. And yet, there are many, many other universes like this. And so you're being pulled back into Source, into Creator, into the core, into the beginning of all that is, the Alpha and Omega. Allow yourself to lift up to that radiant essence. And here, allow yourself to stop. You've now entered the vastness of all that is, of all you are. Because as an aspect of God's source creator, you are part of all of everything. And in this place, there is no light or darkness. Because in this place, light and darkness has merged into perfect harmony and oneness. That's what we want you to feel. That union of the opposing forces, that sacred marriage, that for one moment, there is no struggle. There is no fight. There is no worries. It's just that peace, that stillness, that non-movement that moves everything. Because it is exactly this place that all of existence is yearning to reach and to become one with again. It is this type of love felt here that you are so desperately seeking within the physical realm. And it is here where you can recharge your batteries fully, because here the amount of energy that exists is limitless. You are limitless. You are everything and nothing. And there is no judgment on nothing, because out of nothing everything gets created. So it is here where the fountain of youth is. where you are, and reality is not outside of yourself. You are right now in the deepest center of your own inner self. You are in the heart of the heart of the heart of your heart. So even though you might have thought that you expanded outward, in reality, you went inward. It is all a matter of perception. And so even though you thought you left your physical body behind, you're deep within your physical body at the core inner self. Take another deep breath. How does it feel to be within you and also be part of God, source, creator, all that is? To be within you as well as within all that is. And it is exactly this feeling that we want you to hold on to when you cross the threshold to a new spring this year. Because it's a moment when you are in total balance, just everything around you. And when you're in total balance with everything around you, there is no need to react to fear. Because in this place, you know everything is in perfect divine order. That you cannot get hurt. That there is an opportunity in everything. That everything shall unfold itself exactly according to the divine plan, and you're part of it. And it's safe. And that you're worthy, truly worthy of all types of abundance and love. It is within this place that you can take this essence that you're feeling and take it to your wounds, take it to your memories of separation and hurt. Take it into your daily environment and spread it out. You might say that it is very quickly that you forget about this place. Well, then it is important for you to find the time to sit down, close your eyes, go back to this place in the Himalayan. See the sun rising above the horizon and rise up towards the heaven with the sun, towards Source, Creator, all that is. And now that you're rising to a deeper part of your own self. You know what they say, the simplest answer is usually the right one. Many of you are trying too hard to figure it out, to see the answers, to know what direction you need to go into. And that is good. It is good to have a direction. It moves the energies of transformation. So choice is very important. But ask yourself, what is the reason for your choice? What is underlying the motivation, what is the motivation for the choice you've made? And often you will find that you still try to prove something to yourself. To prove to yourself that you are the light worker, that you are the teacher, that you are the guide, that you are able to take care of yourself, that you are able to help others. And all of that is not as important as it is to feel and become the physical manifestation of the greatest love and light that is within you. because then every step, every action, every touch, every word is divinity. And then even while you're sleeping or resting, even that becomes divinity. And then to love all aspects of yourself will be effortless, because it just is who you truly are. It is what you're made of. You've heard that you're made of stardust, and that you're willing to accept. But what is stardust made of? Stardust is made of the divine essence. So you're made of the divine essence. And so is everybody else. And so is all that is. So in this place now, in this inner self of who you are truly, ask yourself the one question that all of you always seek to find an answer for. What is your divine purpose? Is your divine purpose here on earth? It's in the physical body that you incarnated into. And envision in front of you all those different pathways leading outwards. Do you truly think that any of those pathways is wrong or has less of a divine purpose than the other one? No. So the question becomes, how can you forget about the path just by the way you are? Through your smile, through your kindness, through your choices, through embracing fear with love and the understanding that the fear you're feeling is not just your fear, but it is the fear of humanity. Through patience. So being patient with your physical body, it is very much doing its best to catch up with the higher frequencies here on Earth, the frequencies that you so yearn to connect with, and yet your body needs to assimilate it. For the patience, for the process of transformation to take place, as you envisioned a certain form of experience and it's not here yet, patience to allow it to come to you at the appropriate time. Love, patience, also a sense of detachment, sense of emptiness. Because it is in that emptiness, in that detachment, that something magical takes place. Then you no longer need or want. You simply know that everything is perfect. That even though you cannot see it, even though you might not be able to perceive it, it is right there. It's in you and outside of you. And in the emptiness, miracles can happen. Choose, my dear friend, how you want to be an expression of your divine essence. But know that there is no divine expression that is better or worse. It simply is. And it is for you to be passionate about that. Choose to be your path. because passion comes from your soul, and your soul is connected to your divine essence. So when you prepare yourself now for the equinox, go into that place within yourself and choose. Choose how you would like to become a divine expression of God, source, creator, all that is, of your own true divine self. And then live in the knowing that that is what you already are. And be open and empty to let whatever is necessary come to you and work with you and through you. Feel the power of that emptiness, as it is the only way to fill you up with a greater light. And that is what the winter months were all about for you, is to empty you out so that you are now ready for greater light to come into you in the next weeks and months ahead. Bring yourself back to your physical self-awareness. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your body, feel your heartbeat. And feel the comfort of the knowing that no matter how often you feel you're not connected or disconnected, that your soul and your spirit are in alignment with your physical form, that you just temporarily have not allowed yourself to pay attention to your greater self. And then simply bring yourself back to that awareness that allows you a bigger picture. So, that being said, feel your feet, feel your hands, feel yourself. But as you feel yourself, also know very much that you're part of humanity, you're part of the whole earth. So as you move, know that your movement is a movement that affects the whole human race and all of Earth. Good about it, because you make a great difference. So I believe, Mark, we have some callers.
Yes, we do. It's a great honor to have you on here, Saint Germain. Thank you for always being my teacher.
It is a great honor to work with you and for you at all times. Thank you.
Excellent. St. Germain, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our first caller. Is it Angelina?
Yes, this is her.
Okay, you're on.
Hi, greetings. Thank you so much for all the work you guys do. It makes a big difference in a lot of lives, and I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Angelina. And you also need to know that you make a great difference in many lives. And I want you to own that. You sometimes look too much at those that you feel are doing the great work, and you compare yourself, and yet it is that you, through your own light, make a great difference. We would lovingly call you a little bit of a spark that enters a room and ignites a light that wasn't there before. So we want you to own that about yourself.
Well, thank you so much. I had a question. My grandpa passed away Thursday of last week, And I was curious if I would be able to speak with him somehow through my guides or through the channeled Saint Germain.
At this time, allow him to go through a transformational process that is necessary for everyone who passed on out of the physical form into the higher realms. He is right now closing his physical life in the higher realms by going through everything and revisiting many experiences that he has had. That cannot be interrupted. So if you fear that you might temporarily have lost connection, it is only because he is going through a transformational process that is extremely important for him. Wish him love and blessings with that, as that will prepare him for his next steps. And he is in the process of deciding if he needs to come back to Earth or if he's going to be more effective to do the work that he's doing from a higher realm. You will soon feel the support, and this is a message for all of you who have lost a loved one. There's a time period where it feels that you cannot really connect, and it is because those who've passed on are going through a stage of adjustment. And it is important that you support them in this adjustment period by sending those who've passed on love and light and encouragement to free them from any kind of earth connections that might still hold them back. So this is your job, my dear, with your spark, with your light, to assist and support him right now in this process. And now that soon enough you will receive very clear communications with him again when he is ready for this.
I see. Because I've been struggling with that. The question if there is life after death and if there is God and angels, because I've been interested in these things. And to be honest, there's no tangible proof. But I was wondering if Saint Germain could mention about life and death and if it is similar to nature in which, you know, I have a vase of flowers on my table. Are we like the flowers? Do we just live and shine our beauty and then... are we gone forever?
No, my dear. There is so much more to life and death. Death is only a form of transformation into a different form of experience, a different form of existence. There are many forms of existence. There are many forms of dimensions. Your soul doesn't simply vanish into nothingness. That is an illusion you can release right now. And even a beautiful flower, when it dies, only the physical part dies. The essence moves on. And so don't see the death as a simple end of something that has been there. It is and it is not. It is simply a change into a different form of existence. So rest assured that it is not the end of everything. Rest assured there is much more that one can look forward to once transitioning from the physical form of existence into the higher realm. And I just want to remind you, because I understand that many of you still look for proof, physical, hardcore proof. But, my dear, how can you prove that you love someone? Tell me, how do you know? How can you prove love? Tell me that.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. You can't prove love, can you? You can only feel it. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
So you can feel love, you simply have an inner knowing that what you're feeling is love. Am I correct?
Yes, I know I loved him very much.
Yes. So you know through this love, you will recognize him because he will be in your presence in a different form, but you will recognize him because you will feel suddenly that same love welling up within you, and you will simply know that he's right there with you.
Thank you.
Will know.
My other question is just...
Trust it and have faith. This is all about faith. You can feel the angels around you. Trust it. Have the inner knowing that there's much more between heaven and earth than you can touch, and that you can prove. Just remember, not too long ago, many on this earth believed that the earth was the center of the universe. And soon they had to find out that it was the earth going around the sun. So you too are going through an opening, an ascension process, an awakening process, and you will soon learn more and more about yourself, about what you experience, and also about what is real and what is not. Because reality is all part of your perception.
Right. Thank you. I was wondering, it might sound selfish maybe, but is there any way my grandpa could help me from the other side in my life to guide me?
He will. In due time, give him a little bit of time to transition right now. Give him a little bit of time to close his earth life out, and he will be there to support and guide and direct you. Have no fears. Your ancestral lineage is strong. You will be supported by him. That is a promise.
Well, thank you. Can Saint Germain mention what career might be best for me?
The most important career of yours is the one that you follow your heart. You will be very good with animals and with any kind of nature aspect. So find a way, because you are so sensitive, it is a little bit too uncomfortable for you to be among great crowds and humans. So work with the animal kingdom, work with the nature kingdom, and enjoy that, because that is where you're going to be more effective.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
On. A vet tech, but you're meant to all the spiritual stuff, so it didn't really work out.
Yes, and that will be always good for you. Follow that path. Blessings to you, my dear. I am Saint Germain, and it is so.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
One second. Alrighty. Fanny, you're on.
Thank you, Mark. And hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. And we love you very much.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And I appreciate you so much. Everything you say is always on point, and I always get frantic and what's going on. And the last time I spoke to you, I had mentioned to you I had lost my job in September, and I was sleeping the whole winter. I never knew that a person can sleep that much.
Right. And it is very necessary, because you are bringing in a new frequency, you're bringing in a new light. And this process was necessary for you to go through the transformation and to be kind to your physical self at the same time.
Okay, but so I'm unemployed. And I was on my spiritual journey and studying energy healing and starting to dabble into crystals. And I feel like I have become a recluse. I can't seem to get out of the house. And I have tried, I did step outside the door a couple, days that we've had. But anytime I go out is just to run errands, and I feel like I'm running back in the house. And
rest assured, my dear, that this too shall change. There is a rhythm, and you are part of nature, and as the snow melts and as the cold days leave and the warmer days come, you will start feeling a shift and change too. Be patient. This was a very important time for you. It was about going into the cave. It was about gaining new knowledge, and what you lovingly call dabbling into different things were only aspects of awakening that you went through. Because you, my dear, know very much about crystals. You know it from past lives, and you're very connected to crystals. So it's not dabbling. It's simply awakening an aspect of you that has been dormant and asleep. And so yourself had to go through that inner cocooning, that cave energy, and trust that in the next few weeks you will feel a whole new shift that will come about, especially with the energy of the equinox, that will give you the energy and the desire to step out of your house and into the world again.
Okay. You say about my past lives, I've only been able to connect with three of them, and I've kind of stopped at one of them because it was so traumatic, and I think I was left in a dungeon to die, and it took me, I think, like a year and a half to die. And I've gone to the Akashic Records to try to see what my life's purpose is, and I wasn't allowed to see my book. So it's like...
Because it's not relevant for you in this lifetime. Some of your past lives prepared you for this lifetime. Some of them created wounding that you're working through. But remember, the woundings you're working through, you're also working for humanity as a whole. So in the healing of those woundings, there are many who have experienced being left in a dungeon, having died horrible deaths. And so you going there and working through it and bringing love and light to it, you've done a great service to humanity by doing so. So focus on your present life. That's what you choose to experience as an expression of God, as greater all that is. And follow your heart. Your heart will direct you. Your passion will direct you. And don't push so hard, because you're pushing hard right now, very hard, to break out of a structure. Just move more to a place of allowance. Everything that you need will be given to you. Everything that you're seeking as opportunities will be provided to you at the appropriate time. Be more in a place of openness and observance, and you will see a lot of great changes coming to you.
So I will receive financial support from the universe?
Yes, because you will see the opportunities where you can apply your gifts and have a form of income too.
So my next question is, should I try to look for a job in an office, or should I try to utilize the gifts that I have now to assist humankind?
It would be beneficial for you to right now split it between 50-50 if you can. You will find that you then find a sense of security that you're longing for, which then allows you the feeling of security necessary for you to continue on your path of gaining greater knowledge with your spiritual work. But eventually it will only be your spiritual work you will be offering.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Eventually it will only be your spiritual work that you will be offering to the world.
Yes, that is. I know that that's my destination. That's the end point.
So be patient. If you have to compromise right now, it's only temporary. And remember also, and this is a message for all of you listeners, we know that some of you are very frustrated about, on the one hand, you have the mundane job, the day-to-day job, where you go and make money, and some of you don't, but some of you do. And then your heart desires so much the spiritual work and the work of being the healer and doing the guidance and doing the teachings. But remember that you're also part of doing this within the collective consciousness, and you're assisting the collective consciousness in the awakening process. And the majority of humanity is still very much in that old structure and stuck within the old belief systems. And by you participating in part of these old structures, you help creating a bridge, and you bring light into old work structures and old systems that need to be lightened up and need to change and transform to become healthy and better again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you as well. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Okay. Misty, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And
you're
thank
very
you for
welcome,
all the
idea.
And all the messages that you've been giving to everyone, feel like they apply, and the meditation was amazing. I seem to be having a difficult time, especially today. I do healing work, and I understand. I shouldn't say understand. I feel like I have quite a few tools in my tool belt for moving through difficult moments, but I don't feel like anything is working at the moment. And I feel like I'm slipping into old patterns of there's a lot of self-doubt, and I feel like if somebody asks one more thing of me, I'll scream and go crazy. And it's not as if I'm doing too much. I'm having a really hard time applying what I know and feeling. I feel the connection with Source, and I feel the connection with my guides, and I can even feel your energy, but it just feels like a bunch of hooey. I feel desperate at the moment, and I'm not quite sure why.
Let me help you out a little bit.
Okay.
For starters, when you feel that way, just stop. Just stop. And realize, and just realize it is not just you. It is not just you. You're incredibly spiritually open. You're an empath. You can feel so much. A couple of things usually happen before an equinox. I talked about in the beginning of the meditation, and Brigida talked about it before too, how just before the new dawn, the darkness is the strongest, the night is the darkest, the coldest, and things like that. Humanity right now is preparing to step out of the darkness into the light. So there is a little bit of attention that comes with these moments. There is that fear of letting go, the fear of the unknown, the fear of stepping into the light and what will be seen in the light of the higher truth. Not that this is your fear, but that is the fear that globally is felt. In addition to that, you have Mars in retrograde. Mars in retrograde is asking every individual on Earth right now to take another closer look as to what is in the life that needs to be released. What is in the life that simply doesn't work any longer? And I'm sure you've observed it through your own work with others, that the tendency of humanity is not wanting change. And so there's a great fear of letting, and you fear that.
Yeah.
You don't feel it in form of you feeling afraid of letting go, but you feel the vibration of fear, and it is paralyzing in many ways.
That's
so
exactly
again,
how I feel. That's exactly it.
So pull yourself away from the busyness. Pull yourself into your cave right now. Pull yourself into that sacred place that is yours, and allow yourself to do that. And allow yourself, just in that sacredness of your own cocoon, to recharge, to recognize that the light within you is strong enough to transform and transmute any discordant energies around you. And so it is about focusing within and not participating in the outer for a while. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be long. But it is important that that is your priority now. And you're very hard on yourself because you know how many are dependent on you, how many are looking for you for being the leader. But as a leader, at this time, many of you leaders are asked to also allow yourself to show your vulnerability. Because by showing and expressing your vulnerability, you are actually allowing others to be more honest with their fears and vulnerability too. So there's a big lesson in here for you to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to allow yourself to not always have the answers, to allow yourself that moment of weakness without judging yourself as you're failing. And again, this is a big message for all of the listeners. Does that make sense, my dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And now that I'm right here with you, assisting you to transform and transmute any discordant energies. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Take care. You're very welcome.
Hey, St. Germain, is it okay if we extend the radio show a little bit?
Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Then go right ahead.
Okay, going to Marissa.
Greetings, Marissa. I am Saint Germain. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hello, Saint Germain. Thank you so much for speaking with me and for sharing with all of us. I feel like you've been talking to me directly for the last hour and a half, even though that's so I'm sure this is all pertinent to many of us.
Yes.
I am in a space for the last couple of years really learning about the balance between spirit and my physical body, and have recently had major surgery, and now going through the healing process and looking at stepping back into my work, which is as a spiritual healer and a massage therapist. And I'm waiting for that spark of excitement to come back in, and it's not. And I want so much to help. I feel depleted. And I'm curious about how I can be more effective and fully in my gifts, but in what way that I can also have a life outside of my treatment room and enjoy my family and enjoy being here on this plane and enjoy being human. Is there a direction that I'm not seeing?
First of all, you need to make peace with a great sacrifice that you agree to coming here to Earth. And that is a part of the wounding within your soul that is still there, that you can still fear. And the sacrifice asked of you so much. It asked of you to be in a frequency that was extremely uncomfortable, still is, walking blindfolded, having received a veil that doesn't let you see beyond it too much. You see to a certain extent beyond it, but not too much, in comparison to where you were before. And it really is asking you right now, your life circumstances, asking you right now to accept yourself. This is not about everybody else. This is not about all those people that you want to help and support. This is about asking yourself, how can you support yourself? How can you love yourself? So it is not so different from what I talked about before. Your journey needs to go into your cave willingly, full of acceptance, full of allowance. Because what you've done up until this point, you've stopped the work, you've gone through your healing work, you've gone through all of the inner changes, but a part of you battled it, wanted to force through it, wanted to get somewhere as quickly as possible. And until you stop that battle, until you come to this place of acceptance where you are, the situation won't change. And acceptance can only come from self-love. From self-love, who you are no matter what it is you do. It does not make a difference whether you're a healer, whether you're mother, whether you are working in a factory. Spirituality does not pick only the spiritual teachers and leaders and healers. No, it doesn't work that way. Spirituality is in everyone, in the tiniest pebble, to the greatest spiritual teacher, to the CEO of any large corporation. The question is, when are you in alignment with your spirit? And the way to move in alignment with spirit is to slow down, to stop if necessary, and to be in a pose of openness, that empty vessel that is waiting for the touch. But you cannot get there through impatience. That is when the dark night of the soul gets prolonged. It is through the willingness of surrender. And surrender is not capitulation. It is not giving up. But it is living in the knowing that everything
is in perfect divine order, that you do not have to do anything. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to become a better mom or wife or anything. You do not have to prove yourself. Just be you. Just be the light that you are and love yourself for it. You are so hard on yourself. And many of you, you're so hard on yourself. And you fear that time is running out and that you have to do so much more and people need help and Ascension needs to go on December 21st and now all this new cycle and how can you bring in the new age and there's still war, why isn't there peace? All you have to do, any of you, is find back to your inner self and be you. And being you can be anything. Can be anything. But as long as you're at peace with you, with your hair, with your nose, with your wrinkles, with your body, because you're perfect. I went through this whole meditation reminding you that you're an aspect of God, so great all that is, in physical form, and so is everybody else, because God is all that is. So do you think you're less perfect, or do you think that you're not doing enough? Because right now you are in this phase of quietude, of this phase of inner healing, because you actually have taken on something from humanity that only you could walk through. And you've done that, and you're feeding that into the collective consciousness. So you are doing spiritual work right now, in your solitude, in your quiet time. You make a great difference. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
So shift your perspective about yourself, and don't force yourself into activity. Let it come to you. Don't force yourself into passion. Can't force passion. It'll come to you. Be open and watch for it and be accepting and know that this too shall pass. But you can't force it. Surrender to it. Accept it. Embrace it with love. Embrace all of the negativity and all of your fear with love and know that this too shall pass.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. And I will continue to support you through this. So call on me at any time. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Much love.
Thank you. Much love. Much love to you.
All right. Hopefully I got the same right. Miriam?
Yes. Yes.
Greetings, Miriam. Greetings. It is a pleasure to talk to you at this time. What is your concern? What is your question?
Yeah, my question is, okay, I want to be an inventor, and I think we all are inventors in our own way, but what I mean is I want to know if soon what my ideas about what it is I want to invent, because obviously I can't even tell you what it is because I don't know what it is, but I want to bring it out of me, and I guess I just have a little fear or worry that it won't come out of me. You know, this invention that I want to kind of bring to the world, actually. So that was really the question. Yeah, just do you see it coming out of me unfolding to where I could put it on paper, present it to the right people, and there we go. I take off.
The moment you stop trying so hard is the moment that the invention will come. It's the moment that the flow of creativity will flow through you. You're trying too hard.
Oh,
you're
gosh.
Trying so hard that you are blocking the energy of creativity. So, for you, my dear, it is very simple. Meditate. Quiet your mind. Be open. And know that all of that wisdom and information necessary for you to bring forth the creation that you so much desire will be given to you. Raise your vibration frequency continuously. And you will see great miracles happen to you. It is that simple.
Okay.
But always know that you're part of something greater. And by realizing it,
you will find that if you stop making it about you, if you know that whatever creative invention needs to come through will come from a higher source and be open to it, you will find that the flow of creativity will be easier. Surrender to something greater to work with you and through you in this process, and let that be your guide. To call on your divine I Am presence in your meditations and surrender to your divine I Am presence, and always ask your divine I Am presence what it is that needs to come forth at this time for the benefit of humanity. And you will be amazed how much will happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Is it Patricia?
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Greetings, Patricia. How can I be of assistance to you, my dear?
Well, it seemed like a lot of, you answered a lot from other, through other people. But there was just one thing that I had a dream that I had all these snakes around me, and I couldn't move past them. But there was one snake that was in this tree that was very consistent, and I was like, oh, I just felt like trapped or whatever. And I was so vivid, and I felt, wow, you know, I know snakes need transformation, but usually, it, you know, I just felt so much in fear of the snakes. I just felt that I couldn't move past them, that they were blocking me in every aspect, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever. I just was stuck. And it looked like there was somebody on the other side looking at me and saying, well, she can't get past this, you know. Maybe that's my subconscious. So I was just trying to get some insight on that. And
certainly, my dear. This is the fear that you're transforming. There's a great fear of you of being left behind, being stuck, not getting it, not moving forward. And yet the transformation is taking place. Even so, you might think that you're in a frozen, crystalline state. In reality, the transformation is taking place nonetheless. It is the same concept of a butterfly that is first in a cocoon, the caterpillar in a cocoon. And the caterpillar in the cocoon cannot see anything around itself. And so it might feel like being frozen and non-movement until the time comes that that cocoon breaks and that the caterpillar opens up and realizes that instead of being a dark being with no light, that it turns out to be this beautiful, colorful butterfly. So the snake in the trees is reminding you that you are part of the tree of life. And part of the tree of life is all about transformation. It is all about recognizing that there's a time and place for everything in the evolutionary process back home. And for you to just be patient as the internal mechanisms are shifting and changing your outer world too, and you will see great many miracles happening in your life. That is the message we would like to give you at this time about your dream.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask, I have like a gift. I know it's a gift, but it disappeared from nowhere. There's these two, actually there's three huge crystals, and one is a double terminated with a rainbow inside. It's very beautiful. The other one is like they said, a directed keeper. And I know, and I connected to them. I just love them. They're my babies now. Like, wow, they're like my children. Wow, I got connected to them. So I just want to, if there's something I'm supposed to do with them, or just let them be, you know.
And your question is exactly what?
Yes, it's if I'm supposed to do anything with them. I That one's a gift. One is a beautiful, huge, double terminated with a rain, beautiful rainbow, purple color. And,
but you already know the answer to that. You know how to connect with them. They're great activating crystals. Just sit in meditation and let them work with you. And the work that you will do in that way will not so much be one-on-one, but it will be more on a global level where you use the astral realm to bring about great healing into the world. But you already know that. Trust what the inner knowing and the inner guidance is already telling you in this, and just follow that, my dear. You already mm-hmm. know what to do. You already know it. Do it.
You often
question and you compare. Do not compare. Find your own inner strength from within and follow that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for calling in, my dear. Thank you.
Okay, last caller. Annie, you're on.
Hi, this is Annie. Thank you for taking my call tonight. I know it's getting late. I just recently met with Brigitte, and this is a real privilege and pleasure for me to listen to your show tonight. My question for you is that constantly I feel like my financial situation is always holding me back from fulfilling my true destiny. Mostly that lies within my music and my singing and my songwriting. And I guess I was just hoping for a little direction within those concerns.
The reasoning why you are being held back is not so much because of the finances, but it is because of all the internal processes that have been going on within and around you. And as you find ways now to raise your frequency up again, as you release some of those discordant attachments that no longer serve you, as you work on your own inner strength and your own awakening, you will find that the outer world is going to change too, to reflect the same abundance that you're building now within you. And up to this point, you've seen a lot of lack within you. Lack of certain kind of love, lack of certain things because of the outer circumstances, feeling very lost, feeling lonely at times. And this loss and loneliness and this deprivation that you felt within yourself also then entered your outer realm. You will find that as you change, everything around you changes too, and you have made some great choices now, some great commitments towards your own spiritual self, towards your own divine self, that as you continue strengthening that connection and as you're building momentum, you will see a lot of great changes in your life too.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
To you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody, for who called in at this time, for all the listeners. Know that I am here to support you. I am here to strengthen you on your path. I am here to empower you, to see who you are, to guide you, to not be afraid of change, to not be afraid of transformation. Change is, in a way, the only constant in everyone's life here on Earth. It's part of the evolutionary process. And do not be afraid of death. There are many different kinds of death. Death is part of the evolutionary process to move to a different form of existence, death and rebirth. And so this year, let this year be a preparation. So when the next winter comes, you don't enter it with fear, and you don't enter it with inner tribulations, but you enter it with the joy of knowing that as you go within, as you go into the darkness, you're bringing forth such a greater amount of love and light. And so now that this equinox, this upcoming week, this equinox, really celebrate the stepping out of the darkness into the light, as that is such a profound moment that keeps repeating itself over and over again in everyone's life. And as you do that, you teach humanity as a whole to do the same. So now that I'm with you, now that it is always my honor to work with you and to guide and direct you, I am Saint Germain, and it is so. And I will leave you now with Mike playing the music and at the closure, and then I think Brigida wants to say a final goodbye to everyone, and probably Mark too. So now that I bless you all in peace, and it is so. Amen.
Okay, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is the Saint Germain Radio Show, which is on every month, once a month, from 8 to 9:30 normally. And, of course, we extended this evening because of all the great callers we had. And what an amazing bunch of callers. Brigida, are you there? I think she's still coming back. And, of course, Mike, thank you for the great music.
I'm sorry.
There you
I
are.
I actually had my mute button on. I'm sorry. Well, thank you, everybody.
And,
tonight was amazing. I mean, and I don't think we've ever gone that long. And, you know, I really want to mention at this time because, you know, all of this is about aligning yourself with your divine I'm presence and your spiritual self. And I have a great class to offer in Manhattan. It's at Edgar Cayce Institute on March 23rd. If you're at all in the area, not only is there a great class, but then in the evening we have a Sanctuary Main event there to life. So if you're in the New York City area, it's 6 o'clock, March 23rd, Sunday evening. Mike and I will be in Manhattan at the Edgar Cayce Institute, and we will have a live event just like the radio event, just live. That's the difference. Mike will be playing his music. I will bring Sir St. Germain. There probably will also be time with question and answer. So if you at all can make it, it would be fabulous. Mike and I are reaching a little bit out into the Manhattan area, and we are very excited to see how that goes. And then during the day from 12 until 4:30, same day, I offer the Lightbridge 101 channel workshop where I'm teaching with the help of the Ascended Masters and the Angels for you to connect with the higher realms, with the Ascended Masters and Angels, and you can take the first steps into truly becoming the channel and the instrument of the light that you're meant to be. And for those who have already been channeling, this is just another way to deepen that connection. So I just want to put it out there, New York City, March 23rd, if you have time, especially for the evening event, it's on donation basis, so don't make money an issue. And Mike and I will be there live. All right, that's my part.
Yeah.
And
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, wonderful show tonight. Thank you both.
Oh, incredible music, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah.
And for anybody who needs any of the websites, if you missed any of them, if you're looking for mine, which is markarawson.com, that's markarawson.com. If you're looking for Brigitte's or Mike's, all of them are up on the radio show website, which is spiritualconnectionswithanSradio.com. And with that, I'm going to finish off with one of my favorite songs, which is Fireflies. And I want to say goodnight to everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night. We might